NVIDIA just committed $500 billion to build something massive. For context, that's 7 times their current annual income. And even stranger is that it's not a factory to make GPUs, but something else. Everyone is saying we're in an AI bubble, so why make such a big bet? Here's the story behind NVIDIA's $500 billion bet on AI factories. First, what's NVIDIA's big bet all about? They're committing $500 billion over the next 4 years to build something called AI factories. So, are these just data centers? Not exactly. Normal data centers have companies rent space or computing power, but an AI factory? This is something else. These will be entirely specialized to produce something using massive amounts of NVIDIA GPUs. Tokens.
This is an observation that we made almost a decade ago that now everyone is awakening to. That in fact, these AI data centers are not data centers at all. They're not data centers in the classical sense of a data center, storing your files that you retrieve. These data centers are not storing our files. It has one job and one job only, to produce intelligent tokens, the generation of AI.
Tokens are the lifeblood or language of large language models or LLMs. When you ask ChatGPT for something, it doesn't actually know what the heck you're talking about. We might be able to imagine something like a car or the Golden Gate Bridge, but AI like ChatGPT or Grok can't do this. Instead, it knows which tokens you gave it. These are typically just a couple of characters or a single word. It feeds this into an unbelievably complicated math equation to predict the next likely token based on the training data. For those of you who are actually experts on AI, I'm sorry if I butchered some of that, but the point is that tokens are the commodity of AI, and that brings us back to NVIDIA. These megafactories will essentially take in electricity and produce tokens for LLMs. Data centers might have 1,000 different types of workloads, but NVIDIA's new AI factories will just produce tokens. And while that might just seem like a nuance, this is big. NVIDIA has partnered with Foxconn to bring these to life, but it's not just OpenAI, Meta, or X who'll be using them either.
And they are designed to manufacture tokens. And these tokens could be reformulated into productive intelligence for so many industries that AI factories are now part of a country's infrastructure, which is the reason why you see me running around the world talking to heads of states, because they all want to have AI factories. They all want AI to be part of their infrastructure. They want AI to be a growth manufacturing industry for them.
This explains the $500 billion investment. This could be massive for NVIDIA and propel the revenue from absurd to unbelievable. But they're not alone. It seems AI spend is ramping up, and fast. OpenAI just signed a $300 billion contract with Oracle for 5 years of cloud computing. They're also teaming up with SoftBank on something called Stargate, a huge data center in Texas. In the first half of 2025, AI startups raised $44 billion, which is more than the entirety of 2024. Goldman Sachs estimates that total AI investments will soar to $200 billion, but as you've probably noticed, that's just the beginning. Morgan Stanley analysts predict nearly $3 trillion of global spending on data centers through 2028, with over $900 billion anticipated in 2028 alone. McKinsey analysts estimate something even bigger. They believe investment in data centers worldwide will need to reach $6.7 trillion by 2030, covering hardware, processors, memory, storage, and energy to keep up with demand. And I think it's time to talk about the elephant in the room. We're witnessing the largest bubble since the dot-com bubble. Investors, tech giants, and even governments have been throwing hundreds of billions into AI, throwing anything at the wall, even if it's vaguely related to AI. And the strangest part is that none of it seems to work. Investors pour money into AI hoping for a jump in revenue, yet a study by researchers from MIT found that most new AI integrations don't generate rapid revenue acceleration. So how many do? just 5%. And which 5%? Well, startups led by 19 or 20-year-olds have seen revenue jumps from 0 to 20 million in a year. It's because they pick one pain point, execute well, and partner smartly with companies who use their tools. Some bigger companies pull it off, but most fail at integrating them. Leaders or managers treat them as plug and play, but that's not the case. ChatGPT might be able to adapt to how you work individually, but scaling that for systems and workflows of a giant enterprise? That takes a lot more work, and the report found that companies don't seem to understand how to do that. So Claude or GPT just dropped into a large company feels slow or clumsy. They needed data, pipelines, and training, and employees often don't know how to make use of them. Managers seem to just go, "Here's the AI, now go make more money." At least, that's how it feels. This hasn't stopped executives from blaming the AI models or regulation though. Companies might be able to get over those hurdles. So what would a proper return look like? Well, with how much money is thrown at AI, the economics of all of it starts to leave reality. With so much money riding on AI, anything less than a complete upheaval of the world as we know it will look like a failure. A typical financial analysis indicates that the top 7 big tech companies should be seeing an extra $600 billion in yearly revenue, a number so large it's nearly meaningless. For context, Walmart, which makes the most revenue on the planet, is around $600 billion. So all these companies would need to add an extra Walmart to their revenue. Some investors are having second thoughts, and even Sam Altman himself said in August, "Are we in a phase where investors as a whole are overexcited about AI? My opinion is yes. I think everyone's getting a bit tired of investors throwing AI at every product or service imaginable to see what sticks even if it doesn't fit. Yet, the bubble is still growing. Tech giants are building super data centers and AI factories, which brings us back to Nvidia. Their situation is eerily similar to another company who were at the top of the world and thought it would last forever. In the 1990s, the personal computer market was growing fast, and at the heart of all of it was Intel, the world leader of CPUs. Their biggest rival, AMD, was barely surviving, and Nvidia, a startup at the time, was going all in on GPUs, which Intel thought was for the niche gaming segment. Intel went hand in hand with Windows, Wintel. The market was growing and it was ripe for Intel's taking. So in 2011, they announced a gigantic new chip plant in Arizona, Fab 42, for the new 14-nanometer chips. Intel was betting big on PCs going far into the future, but that didn't happen. In 2011 and 2012, PC growth went flat, and then for the next 6 years, declined. People weren't buying new PCs. Why? Many people now had personal computers, and while new specs were improving, sure, existing PCs had become good enough. Plus, this was right when Windows 8 was released, and we all know how that went. With the falling sales, Intel shelved their new factory. They had poured billions into it, and now they didn't know what to do with it. The new construction is going to be left vacant for now, and it will be targeted at future technologies, their spokesman said. Intel assumed PCs would keep growing forever, and now Nvidia is betting the same on artificial intelligence, except the big difference is the scale. Nvidia's new AI factory bets aren't 10 times bigger than Intel's, but 100 times. But the warning signs look familiar. We may have reached a medium-term equilibrium of how AI can overhaul companies, and the issue now, based on the MIT study, might just be implementation. So, is Nvidia building for demand that won't exist? Is Nvidia making the $500 billion version of Intel's blunder? Yet, that's not the only problem. Nvidia may be the golden child of AI, but they have something new to worry about. While they build their AI factories, something is eroding their empire. Worst of all, it's not from Intel or AMD, but someone much closer. A group of companies are trying to produce their own chips, and the twist is that these are Nvidia's own customers trying to replace them. And one of the biggest isn't OpenAI, Meta, or Apple, but Amazon. Amazon is currently doing all it can to create its own chips, Amazon Trainium, specifically for AI. They've also been improving the Graviton chip, which is in its fourth generation already. Why? AWS. Amazon is surprisingly one of Nvidia's biggest customers, as their GPUs are used in AWS data centers for training. These new chips would reduce cost and be tailor-made for AWS customers, but Amazon is just the beginning. Microsoft has been developing its own Maya AI chips for Azure and, as you might have guessed, OpenAI. They've also been hard at work on another, codenamed Braga, although they have had a bit of trouble producing them. Also, as you might have guessed, Google is doing the exact same thing with their TPU chips for Google Cloud. With how much money these companies are giving Nvidia, it makes complete sense why they would attempt to design these in-house. Plus, it allows the chips to be entirely tailored to their needs, instead of partly or broadly tailored like with Nvidia. They are also all very, very reliant on this one supplier, which poses its own risk. Though Nvidia does have one big protection, and it isn't hardware. Nvidia has created a moat, and the reason AMD can't cross and why their customers may have trouble is their software, CUDA. To find out why, we need to go back to 2006. GPUs were extraordinarily powerful, but highly complex. They could perform an unbelievable amount of math compared to CPUs, but the problem was using them, or rather building software that could take advantage of their power. So Nvidia released CUDA, essentially a powerful API for their GPUs. CUDA allowed users to build code in languages like C++ or Python to leverage Nvidia's GPUs, but this was for non-graphics tasks. CUDA made it vastly more accessible for engineers, researchers, and scientists to leverage GPU acceleration. Since CUDA was made so early and had consistent, unwavering support in the field of research, it became the default. Nvidia became the preferred GPU provider, not just because their GPUs were good, but because of the ecosystem around them. CUDA has become the standard, and many engineers strongly prefer it. With a few exceptions, CUDA runs the same on a mobile GPU as it does on a $30,000 H100. This means that if you've got a system with an Nvidia GPU on board, you've already got everything you need to start developing. Things aren't quite as seamless for its rivals. In the desktop and workstation space, AMD has its Radeon and Radeon Pro GPUs, which use its RDNA microarchitecture, while its data center-focused Instinct chips use its CDNA architecture. As a result, Nvidia is at the top of their game, but it goes way beyond that. Currently, the GPU designer has 94% of market share, AMD for comparison has just 6%, and it's getting worse. In Q2 2024, AMD's market share was double that, but the market has been gradually swallowed up by Nvidia. But not everyone is thrilled about this. Many see Nvidia's dominance as a monopoly, especially CUDA. France, for one, is preparing charges for anti-competitive practices, and they're not alone. The entire EU has been closely watching Nvidia for these same reasons, alleging that bundling hardware and software with discounts is anti-competitive. Even the US Department of Justice has been looking into Nvidia, on whether Nvidia pressured cloud providers to buy multiple products or not. As Nvidia cements its dominance, venture funders are investing less in companies attempting to build competing chips. Indeed, the number of US venture funding deals for AI chips fell approximately 80% between 2022 and 2023. Nvidia may be betting big with these new factories, but they have plenty of problems to overcome. But it does make sense. In their position, you never bet against yourself, and businesses back the things that are already working, and currently, that is AI. And for us, that's subscribers. We're working on crossing 1 million subscribers, and if you've been watching without subscribing, I would really appreciate if you hit subscribe. Now, they're pivoting away from just GPUs to tokens from AI factories, but what if it stops working? Is $500 billion too big of a risk with the state of AI right now? All I know is that if AI does crumble, it's going to be a long way to fall. A company that's already feeling some of this pain is Google. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.